Kamala Khan is here, and Ms. Marvel has finally entered the MCU. My full review of the first episode of Ms. Marvel coming up right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I'm giving you my full thoughts and review of the very first episode of Ms. Marvel, titled Generation Y, WHY. My only question is, why wasn't this show in our lives any sooner? Because this first episode of Ms. Marvel was so delightful. It was so much fun, and it was way better than I thought it was going to be. We'll get into all the details. We'll talk through the episode together. Some Easter eggs, some possible setups for future things, some really cool camera angles, some great editing, all kinds of really fun stuff in this episode. But before we dive into that, just announced less than an hour ago, Thor, Love, and Thunder tickets are going on sale Monday, June 13th at 6 a.m. Pacific. Get ready to get your opening night seats because they will sell out and you will miss the show if you are not on top of this. So, 6 a.m. Pacific time, Monday, June 13th. Tickets officially go on sale for Thor, Love, and Thunder. We got a new little 30-second promo out today with that announcement. One of the most iconic scenes of Valkyrie, of really any hero, if you ask me, yet in the MCU. Her licking her blade. It is so on brand for Thor. It's so on brand for Valkyrie. And it's just, I have nothing else to say except give me horny Marvel. That is what I want. I want this type of Marvel. And it looks to be that Tessa Thompson is here to have a lot of fun for Thor, Love, and Thunder. So pretty excited about it. I'm going to be getting my opening night tickets, you bet. And I'm going to be covering it here on the pod. It's going to be a good time Monday, June 13th, 6 a.m. Pacific. Tickets go on sale for Thor, Love, and Thunder. Let's talk about Ms. Marvel. Let's dive into this brand new Disney Plus MCU show that we've got. Now, Ms. Marvel is officially in the MCU as of today. I did a primer episode last week on Ms. Marvel, learned a lot of things about her powers, her comic origins, where she comes from, and that was really helpful to me. And, you know, I think it set me up good for this show. And truthfully, I didn't have really high expectations for this show. It's not that I wasn't excited for it. I was. I thought it was going to be pretty good. But my expectations were that it was just going to be pretty average, I guess. That it was just going to be, you know, another show, another one in the library here. And I can honestly say that this first episode blew me away. Maybe it's because of the mindset that I went into this episode too. Like, I was just ready to have some fun. You know, like, some days you wake up and you're just like, yeah, I just want to have some fun. Like, I don't want to go endgame route. I don't want to go heavy. I don't want to go the death of Tony Stark. I just want to have a little fun in the Marvel universe. And that's what I woke up this morning wanting. And it was perfect because Ms. Marvel is here. And let's just talk about this episode. Let's just run through it here. Opening song, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Two things about this. Number one, incredible use of the song because it was used in the trailer. Now it's used in the show. Really relevant. Obviously, one of the most popular songs of the last year. Really important. Number two, look how far we've come. Just take a beat, take a step back, and look at how far the MCU has come in order to have not just a really popular song overlaying the Marvel credits in the beginning, but to have a really popular song over the credits in a Disney Plus show in your own home, that's a true addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Sometimes I forget. I just feel like we forget. Like, I just feel like we forget where we've come from and where we are now. And the fact that this exists, that we have a show and we have multiple shows, and it's just, it's really a great thing that we've got here with the MCU. We got a great high energy, kind of that single shot entry scene of her and her family. Very immersive, very funny, right out of the gate, kind of showing you this is Kamala Khan's family. This is her home life. This is her brother, her parents. This is what things are like in the home. Going to take her driver's test. I thought that was a great way to start the show. I immediately felt intrigued. It didn't start on a slow note at all. And then I like how it didn't necessarily single-handedly start with Kamala, right? It gave us her, but in the context of her family, which is obviously very important to this character, to this storyline, and to this show. Her driving test teacher, he's from something. Tell me what he is from, because he's not credited on IMDb. I couldn't find him. I don't know if I'm just having a brain fart this morning and I just can't place him, but he is from something. I don't know if it's from something in the MCU, but this man is from something. Tell me what he is from. Get at me on Twitter, at 15 Minute Marvel, because I need to know. It's going to eat me alive. It's going to eat me up inside. Hilarious introduction in this driving scene here, in this driving test. I love that Kamala is getting instructions from her mom and her dad and her brother. Like, everybody's telling her different things, which I think is really funny. I love that she's wearing glasses. And I just love when she says Bimala, what like her dad tells her to, and then the driving teacher says, bless you, I died. I don't know why I thought that was so freaking funny. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was incredible, incredible humor, wonderfully timed, really funny. And I think it's a good like meta-text or subcontext on watching this show, because it is so respectful and representative of the Pakistani culture and everything that that involves, and the Urdu language. And I like how they recognize that. And in this moment, they know the general audience, I guess myself, maybe not the general audience, but I don't know what that represents. And so the teacher says, bless you, as if she sneezed, or he's just trying to fill the awkward silence that he didn't know what she said, I think is really smart writing. And I like that a lot. Let's take a second to break this down even further and talk about this, the Urdu language that is spoken and the representation of Kamala Khan's background and everything that that involves, because it is super prevalent in this episode and I absolutely love it. I love the integration and the mix of two different languages, of English and then her native language, is super important. And the subtitles say that language as well. You do not know exactly what everything says. And I think that is really important for a show like this in terms of representation, bringing that into the MCU and helping educate people. I don't know what those words mean, but it gives me a window into this family and this world and this culture, and how they speak to each other is really important and meaningful. And I really appreciate that about this show so far, and it is not shying away from that. It is putting that front and center, which I think is super, super important. Gabe, the principal, hilarious. We need more of him. Really good stuff from him. And I hope that we see more of him in the future. We probably won't, would be my guess. I don't know why we'd run into the principal again, but I would take a spinoff of this principal managing the high school. I think that would be fun. Just give me a couple shorts. I'm good with that. The editing. Here's a big thing about this episode. This editing is fantastic. It's incredible. It is so much fun. The use of not only CGI to represent, you know, like moving sketches and sculptures and murals and things like that, but the use of practical effects as well. When we're having a text conversation with Bruno and Kamala later in the episode, and we get their text responses in neon lights that are practical neon lights, that is so smart and really well done. And I love it. I just love this editing style. I think it keeps things really fresh and gives us a really fun perspective on the show, and gives us not necessarily a new, but a new way to consume content and consume video and TV shows, because that is storytelling in and of itself. And it is wildly fun. It is just so much fun to be a part of and to watch. And I can only imagine the amount of work that went into this. So shout out to the crew of Miss Marvel for making this look so good and so much fun early on. And again, just leaning into that and not backing away. I think that's one thing that I really like about this first episode, that it goes full tilt on the things that it wants. It goes full tilt representing Kamala's background and her culture, and it goes full tilt on this editing style that is, you know, really made prominent with the Mitchells versus the Machines, but also has been prominent in other shows and movies as of late. And it's kind of this, you know, 21st century Gen X way of portraying things. And I love that it just goes for it. I think that is really fun. There's got to be Easter eggs in these school posters. I'm positive of it. I didn't scrub them. I didn't look, but I cannot wait for that new Rockstars video talking about all these posters, because I'm sure there's some stuff. We knew that Star Wars existed in the MCU. We got a Darth Vader reference. I don't know if we knew that Disney Animation existed in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We got a Mulan reference, so that's pretty exciting if that was the first time that Disney Animation has been canonized into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. One of my favorite parts, probably my single favorite part of this episode, now that I think about it, is the conversation that Kamala has with Bruno about all the possibilities of Captain Marvel. Not only is that a really fun kind of meta text on Marvel saying, look, we know you like to do, you know, all kinds of weird things. We know you like to do all kinds of unique and fun things with characters. And here's all the possibilities that you could have. And now that the multiverse is open and real, you never know. You might get these one day. I think that's really smart of Marvel to say that. But the stylization and the visualization and the passion from Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan is so palpable. It is so present, and it is there, and it is just something that I don't think can really be acted. I don't think it's something that can be told, like, hey, get passionate about this. She cares about Marvel. She cares about all of these real things. So you get to see, like, an Iron Marvel, a Doctor Strange Marvel, a Princess Marvel, and a zombie Captain Marvel. I mean, all very real things that could exist at some point in time. I hope they do, because that Doctor Strange Marvel would be sick. That would be tight. I think that'd be really, really fun. I think the importance of this episode touching on Kamala's background, and not only her cultural background, but her parental and generational background, of her parental expectations, I think, for marriage and the age of going to the convention, really important, heavy themes and topics that I can guarantee will not be kind of like kept to this one single episode. I think it's going to be a consistent theme through the six episodes. And I love that we get two big emotional beats with that in the very first episode is really important. It comes in the form of, you know, trying on the dress and kind of the auntie coming in and talking some gossip, and really that importance of marriage and that reverence of marriage to them. And then in the very end with the conversation with her mom. A couple other things that I really liked about this episode. I love the score. I think the scoring and the soundtrack is really fun. It's a mix of current modern day pop and iconic songs mixed with this culturally relevant kind of moving and choral score for our character, much in the same vein of Moon Knight, which I thought was really good. I love that we are, you know, honing in on what would be relevant to this character and to this setting. I think is really important. I love the Avengers Con. I think obviously we've got a lot of Easter eggs that could be in there. I did notice that there is some Funko keychains at one of the booths. So Funko is officially canon in the MCU, and you love to see it. So excited. The Thank You for Your Sacrifice painting for Iron Man and Black Widow. Big. Didn't expect to see that. Love that. I really like the little moments like that where it's just more world building to me. It just gives us a deeper appreciation for what people go through in this world and the reverence they had for these heroes. I think it's important to always remember that. And I think that's part of what makes the MCU in this new phase so not necessarily grounded, but emotionally impactful, is remembering that and remembering that we had heroes who sacrificed themselves, and society knows that and remembers that. I really like that a lot. I will say the one thing about this episode is it is rather formulaic. It is kind of, you know, in the same vein of Moon Knight, in the same vein of what we're getting with superhero TV shows now, of the first episode of a new character is about half or three quarters of them trying to discover what's going on and then finally discovering they have powers. This was no different for Ms. Marvel. We got the kind of the bangle at the end here, and she realized that she actually had powers, and she has a great emotional conversation with her mom, and then essentially says cosmic at the end and chooses to go the route of her powers. So that's nothing new, but I do think it was twisted enough to make it something fresh and to make it something new. And I just love the youthfulness in this show and kind of that really like at heart, someone who cares about superheroes, right? Like someone who is just purely a fan of superheroes. I mean, she makes fan fiction. She makes YouTube videos. She makes all of these things, listens to podcasts about heroes. And I think that is something really, really fun. And then the last thing I want to mention about this episode, I'm sure I missed a couple of things and we'll get to them eventually. Oh, one thing I do want to mention, I Heart Kamala. When we get this kind of plan that Kamala's talking about of the dinner table and how she's going to sneak out and everything, her family is wearing these t-shirts that say I Heart Kamala. Marvel, when are we getting those t-shirts? Because I want one. I will buy one. I need one. I Heart Kamala t-shirts when? Make them happen. The last thing I want to talk about, we got a post-credit scene. We got a post-credit scene. We got Agent Cleary from No Way Home, one of the actors from Succession, saying to bring her in. I thought that was the same lawyer, that woman lawyer, when it comes to Daredevil. I could be wrong. I'm not fluent in Daredevil, so tell me if I am wrong. I believe she might also be a lawyer from The Boys, so I could be getting a little bit mixed up here. I could be crossing some streams, but I was impressed with the post-credits. I did not expect a post-credit scene. These credits in general slap. The song is really good. They're really fun to watch. So watch the credits. Give some respect to the crew that made the show. But we got a post-credit scene, and we're setting up something really cool happening already in the second and third episode. We're getting six episodes, so we got five more to go. Overall, super fun, engaging, inclusive, just really inventive first episode, I thought, for Ms. Marvel, and I thought it was a great way to introduce her. And through 50 minutes, I already care about Tiny K. I already care about our girl, and I swear to God, if harm befalls her at all, there will be an uprising. Not to my girl. No way, Jose. I think she's great. And I think what makes this so fun at the end of the day is Iman Vellani's passion. I think it's you cannot replicate it. You cannot fabricate it. It is 100% authentic, and she is just being her true self, which is what makes this so much fun. She cares about Marvel. She cares about heroes, and this show is a whole lot of fun. So I was genuinely impressed and surprised. Thought it was great. Definitely check out Ms. Marvel if you haven't. I spoiled the entire episode for you, so sorry about that, but it's still worth watching. It's a good time, and I can't wait for episode 2 next week. What did you think of this first episode of Ms. Marvel? Hit me up on Twitter, at 15MinuteMarvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Huge shout-out to the patrons of the show, Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knapp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lauren, Corellia Christina, Mike Zago, TJ Zwarich, Jessica, and Carlos Freitas. Thank you, all of you, for your support of this podcast. It makes it possible to do this pod twice a week and have so much fun. And I can't wait to go on this journey of Ms. Marvel with all of you. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Get at me on Twitter. Let's start talking about it. And what you expect to see in the second episode, maybe. I've got no predictions, but I'm just here for a good time. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Sinney. And remember, always go higher, further, and faster.